love that music. So familiar to longtime WABC listeners. And you know somewhere Dan Ingram is smiling just hearing his old theme song. Hello, my friends. I'm Jim Raposa, your host for New York After Dark, the newest addition to the Music Radio 77 WABC weekend schedule. So what is this show? Well, New York After Dark showcases the great music that made nightlife in the city so special. You know, acts from the worlds of jazz, blues, the great American songbook, even the street harmony sounds of select doo-wop numbers. And on this, our inaugural show, we have music this hour from Mel Torme, Peggy Lee, Frank Sinatra, a look back at the film The Godfather with 50th anniversary recollections from Johnny Fontaine himself. That's right, Al Martino, and many more. Hey, let's get the ball rolling with a musical tribute to the city from Ray Charles on WABC.
Listen, all you New Yorkers, there's a rumor going around that some of you good people want to leave this town, but you better consult with me before you go.
Why?
'Cause I've been all these places and I know.
Chicago?
Chicago's all right. It's got Wrigley Field and Soldiers Field and Marshall Field, and it's on a nice lake. But it hasn't got the handsomes in the park. It hasn't got a skyline after dark. That's why New York's my home. Never let me leave it. New York's my home, sweet home.
What about Hollywood?
Hollywood's got movie stars and movie czars and cocktail bars and shiny cars and a wonderful climate, they say. But it hasn't got the handy subway train. You sell a finer taxi when it rains. That's why New York's my home. Keep your California. New York's my home, sweet home.
Gee, what's happening in St. Louis?
Lots of people like St. Louis. It's got lots of shoes and the St. Louis blues. And one of our large rivers run by. But it hasn't got the opera in the Met. It hasn't got a famous string quartet. That's why New York's my home. Not a place to visit. New York's my home, sweet home.
San Francisco?
San Francisco is a lovely place. It's got lots of hills and lots of thrills and its own an ocean of some size. But it hasn't got the Bowery of the Bronx. It hasn't got a Harlem honky-tonk. That's why New York's my home. It's my favorite city. New York's my home, sweet home. So save your time and trouble. I say save your railroad fare. I say you better save your time and trouble, brother. Yeah, save your railroad fare. Ah, 'cause when you leave New York, yeah, let me say you ain't gone nowhere.
Music Radio WABC.
If ever you're restless and you're feeling low, don't think that the city is the place to go. Well, I'll tell you one thing worth singing about. If you come in, be sure you can get back out. The great city's playboys, they're always around to help build your hopes up and help drag you down. They'll leave you with nothing worth singing about. So now you're in, and now you want back out. The great city, cold, cruel stone, 7 million people, and each one standing alone. You're caught in a whirlpool of East Side cafes, where love is a cocktail of beards and berets, and blues are the main things you're drinking about. So now you're in, and now you want back out. You want back out. You want back out.
Oh, I love her music. There's a lady whose voice and piano playing was publicly praised by no less than Miles Davis, and she actually performed with him and recorded with him, too. That is Shirley Horn from her 1963 album Shirley Horn with Horns, backed by Quincy Jones and his orchestra. The song is titled The Great City on WABC's New York After Dark. Now, when you think of jazz performers, and especially jazz voices closely associated with performing in New York City, you must include this guy, Mel Torme. I had the honor of getting to know Mel a bit when we were working on some syndicated radio projects back in the 80s, and he once told me that his entree into becoming a noted jazz vocalist was rock and roll. Really? He explains.
When I was recording, at a specific time that I was recording from 47 on, I was really basically a pop singer. I mean, I was in competition with the likes of Sinatra and Andy Williams and Perry Como and what we used to call middle of the road. Mm-hmm. I wasn't singing what I wanted to, but I was kind of pushed into that area. And then rock came along and made its incursion, made its great inroads, and suddenly the young people wanted their own very young heroes. They wanted people to emulate. But having turned to jazz, I mean, happily, jazz artists seem to have no limit. I mean, you're not a 747 pilot who's forced to quit when you're 65 years old or 60 years old.
Yeah.
And so I'm very grateful that my first love, the singing of jazz, the enjoying of jazz, the being involved in the jazz genre, the jazz idiom, has paid off so marvelously for me.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now, right away. I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm sorry now I ever went away. Every night and day I go and stay. I'm coming home, baby.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting here for you.
I'm coming home now, real soon.
You've been gone.
Coming home, baby, now.
You don't know what I'm going through.
I'm coming home, I know I'm overdue.
Since you went away,
expect me any day now, real soon. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
Coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm praying every night
that everything is gonna be fine.
Please come on.
Coming home, baby, now.
I want to feel you hold me tight.
Expect to see me now anytime.
When I'm in your arms,
you're in my arms, I'll be fine.
Right.
I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm counting every day.
I'm coming home now, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Use your phone.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
And baby, let me hear you say.
I'm coming home, you hearing what I say.
That you're coming home.
And I never will go. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
You know I'm waiting at the door.
They can't hold me back now, no more. I'm pressing on, baby, now.
And pacing up and down the floor.
Oh, hear me holler and hear me roar.
Say you'll be with me.
Gonna be with you evermore. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Oh, baby, say you're coming home.
That's what I say I'm coming home.
Something's wrong.
The road is long, baby, now.
You ought to either ride or phone.
I'm coming home and never more to roam.
Baby, tell me you.
Baby, I'm for sure coming. I'm coming home.
Come on home.
I'm coming home, baby, now.
Come on home.
I'm coming home.
Doobie 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 bop. 77 WABC. Doobie 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 doobie.
That's my desire to meet where gypsies play down in some in that dim cafe. I wanna dance till the break of day. Feel the touch of your lips, baby. Pressing on mine, and baby, just to hear you whisper low.
Ears did not deceive you. That was the godfather of soul, James Brown, with his jazzy interpretation of That's My Desire here on WABC's New York After Dark. I'm Jim Raposa, inviting you to stay right here, because in addition to more great music from folks like Frank Sinatra, Al Martino, Tony Bennett, and others, we'll visit Cousin Brucey's musical vault for this week's Gold Jacket Jewel. And you don't want to miss our spotlight on the godfather
another at 50. New York After Dark continues in a moment on Music Radio 77 WABC. Insert stop set number one.
Hello, everybody. This is Frank Sinatra. I'd like to sing a new tune that I predict will soon be a smash hit.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song, and then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind, painted kites. Those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a piper man, one day it called to you. I lost you to the summer wind. The autumn wind and the winter winds, they have come and gone, and still the day. Sighs his lullabies through nights that never end. My fickle friend, the summer wind, the summer wind, warm summer wind.
From his 1966 album Strangers in the Night, Frank Sinatra with a tune so perfect as the weather warms up. Well, not like the stifling heat wave we experienced recently. That's the summer wind, and I thank you so much for tuning in to New York After Dark. I'm Jim Raposa, your musical tour guide. You know, Frank Sinatra has found his way back into the entertainment press, thanks to the golden anniversary of the release of the movie The Godfather. You see, when Mario Puzo's novel was published in 1969, Frank Sinatra read it and hated it. Sinatra felt it degraded Italian Americans, especially the character Johnny Fontaine. In the book, the singer Johnny Fontaine had a backstory Sinatra felt hit a little too close to home. See, Fontaine was a singer owned by the mafia underworld, and Sinatra was long rumored to be associated with and controlled by the mob. Especially the story of how the mob came to Johnny Fontaine's rescue by making an offer to Fontaine's bandleader boss that he couldn't refuse, which got the singer out of his contract so he could go it alone as a solo act. Well, it was long rumored the mafia similarly interjected in Sinatra's real-life struggle to sever his contract with Tommy Dorsey so he could begin his own solo career in the 40s. So when it was announced the book The Godfather was optioned by Paramount Pictures to be made into a major motion picture, Sinatra was beside himself with anger. So much so, he allegedly blocked several Italian-American singers from taking the role of Johnny Fontaine. All except Al Martino. Now, Sinatra and Al Martino really were not the best of friends at all, and in a broadcast interview, Al shared with me the trouble Sinatra gave him over the role.
He didn't want me to do that part. Johnny Fontaine role.
Tell me about that, because that was a tremendous source of consternation. It always came up and haunted him, but yet it seemed to do some good things for you.
Well, you know, he's got to remember one thing, that when he tried to get that part in From Here to Eternity, he climbed walls for it, and he did everything possible to get that part, and he didn't appreciate the fact that I wanted that part in The Godfather. You know, it's a one-way street with him. But unfortunately for him, he had no alternative but to back off, because the power that he had to try to get this part out, I had the same power to leave it in.
Was that role really written to some degree based on him and his past?
Well, I'm glad you asked that question. First of all, Mary Puzo never said it was Frank. I never said it was Frank. This is one of Frank's theories, that he thought it was him. But he's got to remember one thing, to quote Alfred Hitchcock. He says, "It's only a movie," is all it was, just a movie. But he thought it was a personal thing, that they were against Frank Sinatra and they were going to do his life story. But it wasn't his life story, really. All the characters were fictional. The public made it nonfiction. Actually, quite frankly, it was the public that did that. They all said, well, Sonny's got to be this guy. Marlon Brando's got to be this guy. Al Pacino's got to be this guy. And Al Martino is Frank Sinatra.
What went through your mind when you were first proposed that role?
Well, first of all, I was a non-actor. I was a singer. But the Fontaine role was a very unique character. And it took a guy like me to get it over the hump. I lived that part. I was controlled and handled by the underworld back in the 50s. And I was deported to England because of a lot of money that was owed to the underworld that they thought I owed, which was nothing but a lie. So I lived that part. So anybody could have played it, I played it to the hilt.
I didn't realize that that was so closely tied to you.
Yes, because back in the 50s, the underworld did control one or two singers.
Mm-hmm.
But let me say, go on one record, the underworld did not control Sinatra.
Mm-hmm.
They were just befriended. They were friends of Frank. And a lot of us people who were friends with Frank also were friends of mine. But unfortunately, I got involved a little bit too much, because not because of me, because that's the way they operate. They move in on you.
Yeah.
They buy your contract. Same as Johnny Fontaine. Johnny Fontaine's contract was bought by the underworld. My contract was bought by them. And then I had to get out from under, so I fired them. And then I had to run away to England to escape this organization that was after me. But I came back. I came back strong.
Mm-hmm.
And it was all forgiven after that.
I'm going to back up for a quick second. When you say it was all forgiven, how does an organization like that, so reputed to forgive too easily, how do they forgive?
I can easily answer that. It takes someone else who can negotiate with them to do that. And the man that negotiated with me was from Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
And he negotiated with the New York people, told them that I wasn't justified to be over there, that I should come back. And they made a deal. And the money I was supposed to have owed them was written off. Now we're talking about 8 years later, Jim.
Hmm.
8 years it took me to come back. It wasn't overnight. So it took 1 year to negotiate, quite frankly. That's what I mean by forgiven. In other words, I paid my dues. I now have an umbrella over my head. And I was protected. And I was free to do whatever I wanted. As a matter of fact, they even helped me to reinstate my career again by putting me to work.
What an amazing sidebar about the role of Johnny Fontaine, played by Al Martino in The Godfather. Well, here's a song that became a smash hit from the film in 1972 for Al Martino, "I Have But One Heart." And it should be noted, the song was not written for the film. It was written back in 1945. And ironically, Frank Sinatra recorded it in 1947. Here is Al Martino's version from the soundtrack of The Godfather on Music Radio 77 WABC.
I have but one heart, this heart I bring. I have but one heart to share with you. I have but one dream that I can cling to. You are the one dream I pray comes true. My darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way. And nobody else before you ever has heard me say, you are my one love, my my life I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you. Vicino ma facim amore, ancora cuore per trespassare su mare nare e tenerezza. Ma pallarezza stunga morì. My darling, until I saw you, I never felt this way, and nobody else before you ever has heard me say. You are my one love, my life I live for you. I have but one heart to give to you.
Al Martino, here on WABC's New York After Dark from the soundtrack of The Godfather. Well, we've all heard Al Martino's story about the role, but Frank Sinatra doing Johnny Fontaine, can you imagine Sinatra doing this scene opposite Marlon Brando, begging for the mob's help in landing a high-profile movie role?
A month ago, he bought the movie rights to this book, a bestseller. And the main character is a guy just like me. I wouldn't even have to act. Just be myself. Godfather, I don't know what to do.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you? Is this how you turn down a Hollywood Pinocchio that cries like a woman?
Nah.
Here's Tony Bennett on WABC.
So these are the ropes, the tricks of the trade, the rules of the road. You're one of the dopes for whom they were made, the rules of the road. You follow that kiss and recklessly miss a bend of the road. Then suddenly this, the end of the road. So love is a hoax, a glittering string of little white lies. But these are the jokes, and what if they bring the tears to your eyes? Well, love often shows a funny return. The brighter it glows, the longer you burn. And Lord only knows love has little concern for the fools of the road. That's how it goes. You live and you learn the rules of the road. Shows a funny return. The brighter it glows, the longer you burn. And Lord only knows love has little concern for the fools of the road. That's how it goes. You live and you learn the rules of the road. The rules of the road.
the great Tony Bennett on WABC explaining the rules of the road so even we, you and I, and especially I, can understand them. And we certainly wish Tony and his family all the best at this time in their lives. Coming up, music from Nancy Wilson, Johnny Mathis, and a special tune from Cousin Brucey's musical vault when New York After Dark continues on Music Radio 77 WABC. Keep it here, my friend. Insert stop set number 2.
WABC.
WABC.
What do you see in her? She has two arms to hold you tight, and so do I. Two lips to kiss you day and night, and so do I. What do you see in her that you didn't see in me? Why did you say goodbye? Is she so wonderful that she couldn't make us part? And does she whisper tender words that touch your heart? What do you see in her that you didn't see in me? Every time see you together, I smile, I say hello, I can't help just wondering whether you see inside the tears. How did she get into your arms where I belong? What is she doing right that I was doing wrong? What do you see in her that you didn't see? Didn't see in me.
Oh man, what a song and what a performance. Nancy Wilson with What Do You See in Her on WABC's New York After Dark. I'm Jim Raposa. I appreciate you tuning in. You know, Nancy Wilson had many songs that her fans, her devoted followers, just loved hearing her perform and seeing her perform in concert. I think every major performer either has or does have a list of songs that devoted fans enjoy hearing in concert. For example, do you think Frank Sinatra's fans would let him leave a concert stage or a venue without first having sung the theme from New York, New York? I don't think so. Well, our next guest certainly has that same situation. He's got songs that, people just enjoy hearing from the early part of his career to today. Talking about Johnny Mathis, who, by the way, is currently on the road with his Voice of Romance tour, and he sounds fantastic. I asked John if the demands of still singing certain songs, especially from the early part of his career, like Chances Are, It's Not For Me to Say, or Misty, for example, ever tire, ever wear on him.
Well, you don't get tired of it. You wonder if you can bring the spontaneity to it that it's required. Each time that you sing, it's so miraculous and so special that you, at least I don't, I never get complacent about some of the music that I have to sing, because those are the things that people recognize as being icons in my career. No, I don't get tired of singing them, because each performance is always a challenge to repeat it.
Look at me, I'm as helpless as a kitten up a tree, and I feel like I'm clinging to a cloud I can't understand. I get misty just holding your hand. Walk my way, and a thousand violins begin to play. Or it might be the sound of your hello, that music I hear. I get misty the moment you're near. You can say that you're leading me on, but it's just what I want you to do. Don't you notice how hopelessly I'm lost? That's why I'm following you. On my own, would I wander through this wonderland alone, ever knowing my right foot from my left, my hat from my glove? I'm too misty and too much in love. My left, my hat from my glove. I'm too misty and too much in love. Look at me.
Oh. Don't you just love that song? Johnny Mathis with Misty. Pianist Errol Garner wrote it, but Johnny made it a true American pop standard. Misty. Well, this hour, I have been promising you over and over that we would get to Cousin Brucie's Gold Jacket Jewel, and it's coming right up. You know, that's a great American songbook tune that is performed by a rock-era group. Well, this week, Cousin Brucie has selected a group from Jersey City, the Dupreez. They're headed your way next in the Cousin Brucie Gold Jacket Jewel Spotlight. Stay here for more New York After Dark on Music Radio 77 WABC. Insert stop set number 3.
77 makes the week go fast, makes the weekend last and last. WABC.
Thank you.
The Dave Brubeck Quartet on WABC's New York After Dark with Take Five. That's from their hit 1959 album titled Time Out. I swear the temperature in this studio dropped to at least 6 degrees while that song was playing. Anyway, as I was saying, 1959, that was a seminal year for jazz music, really came on strong, and the trend-setting song Take Five largely credited with putting jazz music on par with pop music that year. I'm Jim Raposa. This is New York After Dark, and I gotta tell you, being a part of Music Radio WABC and joining forces with our fantastic hosts, folks like Joe Piscopo, Dina Martin, Tony Orlando, Vinny Madugno, and the very heart and soul of Music Radio 77 WABC, Cousin Brucey. This is all like a dream come true for any broadcaster. Now, I asked Cousin Brucey if he'd do me a favor and select something very special from his musical archive. We're going to make this a weekly segment, and we're calling it Cousin Brucey's Gold Jacket Jewel Spotlight. None official without that music. So what is a Gold Jacket Jewel Spotlight? I'll tell you. These are songs closely tied to the Great American Songbook, but they're recorded by rock and group harmony-related acts of the 50s and 60s. And this week, Cuz was very kind to share a song introduced in the film classic Casablanca as performed by Dooley Wilson. Only this time from Jersey City, New Jersey, it's Joey Van and the Duprees with As Time Goes By on WABC's New York After Dark.
This day and age we're living in gives cause for apprehension. With speed and new invention and things like third dimension, you must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh.
Out of date.
recorded in 1962, the Duprees with their version of As Time Goes By, this week's gold jacket jewel selected by Cousin Brucey for WABC's New York After Dark. And I want to remind you to check out Cousin Brucey's Saturday night rock and roll party. Brucey will be here tomorrow night from 6 to 10 on WABC. I'm Jim Raposa. Hey, we brought back music radio WABC. Maybe we should bring back WABC. Well, sort of. Here's Sergio Mendes in Brazil 66.
WABC. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. It ended a moment ago. This is the end of a beautiful friendship. I know, for your eyes told me so. We were always like sister and brother until tonight when we looked at each other. That was the end of a beautiful friendship. And just the beginning of love.
beautiful friendship and just a beginning of love.
From their collaborative release, Nat King Cole sings, George Shearing plays A Beautiful Friendship on WABC. Hey, our beautiful friendship will continue in the next hour, the second hour of New York After Dark. We're going to hear from Miles Davis. Ella Fitzgerald will sing and discuss working with Duke Ellington, and our mystery singer contest will feature an actor who gained fame on a legendary 1960s sitcom and later as a motion picture and television director. Detailed clues in our next hour. New York After Dark returns in just a bit here on Music Radio 77 WABC. Please keep it here, my friend.